Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
All right, we're on the air with Rolling with the Diva, and that was Demon and his song, The Truth, and he had that James Version brand of there. He allowed us to play a song. Please check with him if you want to play his music, because he gave us special rights to play it on this radio show with Rolling with the Diva. It's a beautiful, hot, probably 105 Sunday evening in Las Vegas, and I am just appreciative that you guys are here. Today, we are talking about, are you envious of the Johnsons? Who knows what that means? Yep, we all heard it from our parents, or we heard our parents talking to each other about it. Don't be envious of the Johnsons. Don't be trying to live like the Joneses or the Williams or anybody else. And that's the truth, because when you're not content with what you have, then you're going to be trying to live like somebody else, and it's going to drive you crazy. So today we're just going to just get right into it. So are you focused on others' green grass? Stop it. Focus on your land, life, and what you are given. Stop yourself. And this, and I'll tell you where this is from. This is from an article. The stop it part was mine, but this is from www.zenhabits.net, and I love this article. It says, stop yourself. Once you realize you're doing these comparisons, give yourself a pause. Don't liberate yourself or feel bad. Just acknowledge the thoughts and gently change focus. Count your blessings. A better focus is on what you do have or what you already are blessed with. So we'll go more into that in a while. So everybody's not going to have the same. We get into this mindset that if I'm not like them, then I'm not going to be successful. And that's really hurting people, and that really can hurt you and cause you to be mentally anguished. Jealousy can shoot up. Other things can happen. So don't get caught up in, oh my gosh, I have to be like the Joneses. And just like the article was saying, be yourself. Because it can really impact you. I know when I was a little kid, I used to make up stories, especially, and this was all, this only happened after my parents got divorced. And people would be saying, because I saw other kids with fathers and mothers, and they were always, the people were married. And I didn't understand at the time that they may have had their own things going on, but I always saw these kids with their parents and doing lovely things. And people, whenever they asked where my father was, I would say, oh, he's an airline pilot. He's here, and he only can come, and he comes at night and then says hi and bye and leaves us these great gifts. And I get all these things, and I would name all these dolls and the newest thing. But in my heart, I was trying to be like them. But I was really saddened. And at that time, you know, as a little kid, you know, you're not always going to be focused on God. But I noticed when I got older, I was sort of kind of doing the same thing and maybe telling half-truths about where my dad was or what I had or where I'd been or where I'd traveled to, but I hadn't really traveled to those places. And don't allow yourself to do that, because then it sets up depression, anxiety, and especially anxiety when trying to compare ourselves and live like other people, because the bottom line is, we don't know what's going on their side of the grass. And it may be green on top, but underneath there may be a lot of dead roots that we can't see and weeds that we can't see that they have part of their life. So don't fall for that. And we're going to play another song, and then we'll be right back with Rolling with the Diva. All right. And I hope that you guys are having a great day. And remember, 211 in any area can really can help you get help for domestic violence, for shelter, for food referrals, church referrals, etc. And this is Lady Princess, Turn It Up for Jesus.
Should I do this? I feel so bound. I just gotta break free. Let's go.
Too tired of living underneath, when there is so much more inside of me. It's time to get burnt up, Jesus. It's time to get
burnt up, Jesus.
It's time to get
burnt up, Jesus.
Turn up the word, turn up the word. It's time to
was Lady Princess. Welcome back to Rolling with the Diva. And we're talking about don't worry about the Joneses greener grass, because most of the time what we don't see, and but what God does see, is that somebody's life is not greener. Somebody's life grass is not greener, their house. And just because their house is bigger doesn't make it better, or their cars or their job. People have so many things going, but we're good as humans to hide that. And I just want you guys to recognize that your mental health can be impacted by you being envious or jealous of somebody, because you may say, I don't have a good enough job, and you may be working two or three jobs to try to keep up with somebody else while neglecting relationships, your kids, or your spouse, him or her, or you may be neglecting church time with God, or you may be thinking you're God and you can do all this and get more money, but you can't. You have to be content with what you have. I love this website, www.sharecare.com. Envy is destructive, and this is from William, Stillman, and he's a health education. So people on this website, they actually answer questions, and the question is, how is envy destructive? So he says envy is destructive because its central focus is on that which you do not have, such as a person's desirability, monetary wealth, or you're looking at another person because their body's gorgeous, their hair is gorgeous, or their house, or they seem like the perfect couple. It's a natural to feel a twig jealousy upon learning of another person's good fortune, but when it goes to the point where your green-eyed monsters, they say, come alive, and you have to start trying to outdo them or keep up with them, that becomes a problem. But envy is the bother of infatuation, both experiences and consistency. The belief serves only to disappoint and perpetuate further destructive conduct. Then there's Kathleen Hall, and she says, I believe that the reason that one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet, is that envy plants the seed of self-destruction and destruction of others. Envy is the root of murder, stealing, infidelity, violence, and so much more. When you live a life desiring what others have, you can never be happy or at peace. And I would like to replace happiness with joyfulness. Envy is a very serious spiritual situation. You are giving it your life with your own purpose, and yet you're not happy. And that was my editing. It's illogical to envy what others have, because if it was destined to be yours, it would be. Most individuals with envy are living in a kind of hell with the delusion that if they only had what another person had, beautiful spades, cars, job, children, big house, they would be happy. Again, replace happy with the joy, because true joy, happy can go up and down, but joy is content with Jesus and what he gives you. True happiness is never found in what someone else has. True happiness is acquired when you live from the inside out, not from the outside in. And that means that you love unconditionally, you're content with what your God or your higher power gives. And I know some people are just saying, well, that doesn't make any sense. And maybe you need to work on having a relationship with God. And when you have a relationship with God or have a higher power, it allows you to stop depending on what you want and see what's meant for you. We all have something we're destined to do. We all have talents, and that's what you need to focus on. Because what the Joneses and the Johnsons' grass is greener for may not be what your grass is greener for. So what I'm going to ask you and challenge you to today is to determine, what does God have for me in my life? What can my grass be greener for? Am I supposed to be a person who's out helping other people, counseling? Am I supposed to be a pastor, a teacher? In the Bible, it says all these things. God knows. Ask God to direct you in what you need and where he wants you to be. We're going to play another song by Demon, and we will be right back. I really appreciate you guys listening in to Rolling with the Diva. It is awesome. Remember, you're wanted. You are amazing, and God loves you. And this is Miracles by Demon. Okay, we're back with Rolling with the Diva. This is our last segment. I'm going to share some Bible verses, and then we'll end with a song. Thank you, Dimon, for those beautiful songs. Those songs were given permission for Rolling with the Diva to use. Please contact the artist. You can find him on Facebook, and he would be happy to talk to you about that. Okay, so I looked up the Ten Commandments, and it's funny because one of the people who were answering the questions about envy, they said earlier that I was reading from, they were talking about the Ten Commandments. So I'm going to read them to you. And all of them actually have, to me, are what envy is and what you should not be doing. So let me read them. Ten Commandments, 1 through 10. 1, you shall have no other gods but me. 2, you shall not make for yourself any idol and not bow down to it or worship it. You should not misuse the name of the Lord your God. You should remember and keep the Sabbath day holy. Respect your father and mother. 6th commandment, you must not commit murder. 7, you must not commit adultery. 8, you must not steal. 9, you must not give false evidence against your neighbor. And I would like to throw in there, that would include gossiping. Commandment 10, you should not be envious of your neighbor's goods. You shall not be envious of his house, nor his wife, nor anything that belongs to your neighbor. Amen. And I wonder why God put that in there. He didn't put it in there just because. It's because he knows us as humans, and he knows what we do. He already knows, and he wants us to understand that these things, those things can cause us to sin. And the last one was don't be envious. You should be content with what you have in your section and in your grass or your turf, and let it be there. Because when I thought of turf, I'm just thinking, I'm laughing. Have you ever looked at somebody's grass and it's all constantly green? What if that was fake turf? Because, you know, you can buy those little fake turf for $3,000 beginning. I think maybe cheaper now. But what if theirs was just fake turf and you never want to feel it, and you're trying to be so envious of them, and there's the fake grass because they want to have that impression. So don't be fooled. Live your own life. And here's the top 7 verses about being content. And this is from www.pathos.com. And I can't even tell you how important it is to be content with your life, because it does impact your mind, body, and spirit. And you can get to a point where you can become so envious and jealous of other people that it consumes you. 1 Timothy 6:7-8. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. And Paul here was trying to say, don't be desirable of others. Hebrews 13:5, keep your life free from love of money, but be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. It's nothing wrong with having money, but it's when money becomes your God and everything else and everybody else is forsaken because of that, that becomes a problem, okay? And you all know people like that, okay? I just want to tell you. And I like the word coveting, and that's one of the words that the Bible uses about coveting, and it means, you know, wanting, same thing as desire, envious, but it's just a different way. But don't covet, don't be jealous. And I know it's hard, but, you know, get to know your neighbor. Because getting to know your neighbor, you may learn something about how they got those things that you may desire, but you can talk to them about it. So I just thought that. First Corinthians. Now these things happen as example for us, so that we do not crave evil things as they crave. Do not be idolaters as some of them were, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink and sit up to play. What else? Something popped up on the screen. Sorry about that. Oh my God, don't you guys hate when these little messages pop up and you're trying to scroll through? Okay, Colossians 3:5. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. If you're idolizing, oh, I'm going to work all the time and I'll see my family when I'm seeing, then your idol is work. If you want to make money, which is nothing wrong, but money starts to consume you and that's all you see, then money is your God. you guys understand what I'm saying.
All right.
This has been Rolling with the Diva. I'm really blessed that you guys tuned in. I will be playing one last song by Demode, and I'll probably turn the song off as toward the end. Have a great day. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday and Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for spending your few minutes here with us. We know you have many radio choices, and we really appreciate you guys taking the time to be Rolling with the Diva. Have a great day.